Hi, everybody,
and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons guy, and I'm joined today by El Rey.
Hoy, hoy, everybody.
We got to get into the groove of doing this two times in a day.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. We got the time now.
Yeah.
So it's all good. So, yes, we're recording another episode today.
Yes. And like I said, I'm going to drop both of them at the same time. You guys can listen at your pleasure. So, might as well jump into this, right?
Yeah.
This is the eighth episode in the sixth season. This is Lisa on Ice. And it originally aired on November 13th of 1994. And we'll start with the traditional chalkboard and couch gags.
So we have a rather disturbing chalkboard gag this time. It's Bart writing, "I will not dissect things unless instructed."
Yeah, that's not something... If I had to do that with a kid, I'd also be calling up a psychologist, I think.
Very disturbing. And then we get to our couch gag, and the family runs into the living room, sits down on the couch, and then when they sit down on the couch, springs them off, and it sticks them into the ceiling.
Yes.
You see their bodies.
Yeah.
So, pretty funny. That was a good one.
Yep. Haven't seen that one before.
Yep. And so we are going to start this episode watching
TV.
Right? Everyone but Marge.
Yes. They're all sitting there except for Marge, right? And we hear the announcer coming on. It's Channel 6 Action News. And then we see a bunch of explosions going off. And then Bart's right there. He says, Action News, the last place an impressionable kid can go for TV violence.
And we hear the TV announcer saying, "And now here's your action anchor, Kent Brockman."
And then Kent jumps into the scene. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Hello, I'm Kent Brockman. Our top stories tonight are a tremendous explosion in the price of lumber, President Reagan dyes his hair, plus Gary Trudeau and his musical comedy review. But first, let's check the death count from the killer storm bearing down on us like a shotgun full of snow."
Cut to the weatherman. He says, "Well, Kent, as of now, the death count is zero." They have a big death counter up there.
Uh-huh.
"But it is ready to shoot right up."
They go back to Kent. He's like, "Oh, my God." Then he shakes his fist up at the stars like, "Damn you, snow."
So, yes, highly exaggerated.
Yes.
Mr. Brockman there.
Do you remember Ryan Wolf?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of
his
exaggerated motions when he first started off.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss the restaurant segment. It was entertaining and disturbing sometimes.
Yes, yes. Like, I hope I never eat in some of those places.
Shout out to Ride Wolf.
Yes.
I think he's in what, San Antonio?
San Antonio,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shout out to that guy. He was cool. And so Bart hears snowstorm, and so he's instantly says, "All right, snow day, no school tomorrow." And he throws his books and his homework into the fireplace, which is awesome.
Makes no sense. He's going to need it eventually.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa tells him, "That doesn't mean you don't have to do your book report. What if the weatherman is wrong?"
And Bart goes, "Lisa, that man is a professional meteorologist."
And then we hear the weatherman saying again, "Kent, I'd like to remind everybody to come down and watch me at the Springfield Laughing Brew and Burgers and Fries this Saturday. The forecast calls for a 75% chance of hilarity."
Some professional weatherman, right?
Yeah.
And Homer's like, "I like those odds."
So we cut to the next day, and we see Bart's alarm clock at 7 a.m., right? And Bart's asleep, and then his door opens, and Lisa throws a snowball at him and yells, "Snowball fight!" Hits him right in the face.
Well, Bart wakes up, and he, looks around, confused, and, of course, he starts running after Lisa. Mm-hmm. And they run through the house.
Yes, they slide down the banister.
Uh-huh. Out the front door. And Bart starts yelling, "You're going to eat a blizzard of unseasonable warmth," because we see what?
Everybody is standing outside pretty much getting ready for school.
Yes. The grass is green.
Yes.
The sun is shining.
And everybody's out there.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa's laughing. She's like, "I made the snowball from the frost in our freezer."
That was pretty clever.
That is clever.
And that takes dedication because it's kind of hard to do that.
So. Yep.
So then Jimbo walks up to Bart and says, "Nice PJ Simpson. Did your mommy buy them for you?"
Bart says, "Of course she did. Who else would have?"
And Jimbo is stunned. He thinks that he just kind of like lowers down and looks at Bart. "All right, Simpson, you win this round."
He got him there.
Yeah, he did.
And so there's no snow day. Bart is in class and he's scared because he does not have his homework, right? He doesn't have his book report. And so Mrs. K is there and she says, "Okay, it's book report time. We'll do them alphabetically. Today it's A through M."
And Bart's like, "I'm saved. I love being a Simpson."
And then it says, "Look, let's see. We have no A's, so let's go right to the B's. Bart?"
Bart's like, "Huh?
Ha!" She knew what she was doing.
Yes. And Bart's kind of like, "Mrs. Krabobble, I didn't."
And just then Skinner is on the PA. And he says, "Attention, this is Principal Skinner, your principal, with a message from the principal's office." Yeah.
He wanted you to know it's from the principal.
Yes. Then he says, "All students, please proceed immediately to an assembly in the Butthead Memorial Auditorium." And we cut to his office and he's like, "Oh, damn it. I wish we hadn't let the students name that one."
Yeah.
That was a bad idea.
Yes. And don't. You always have the power to overrule.
Yes.
So what the hell?
Still, but there's just things you don't let the kids be in charge of.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So next thing we know, we're in the auditorium and Skinner is speaking to all of the kids. "Children, the times, they are becoming quite different. Test scores are an all-time low, so I've come up with these academic alerts." And he holds up a stack of cards. "You'll receive one as soon as your grades start to slip in any subject. This way, your parents won't have to wait to report card time to punish you."
Mm-hmm. Yes, progress reports.
Yes. And Martin's like, "How innovative. I like it."
And Kearney's there and he turns to Dolph and says, "Hey, Dolph, take a memo on your Newton. Beat up Martin." And
so he kind of like draws it out, right?
Yeah, he writes it down, "Beat up Martin." And then it says, "Eat up Martha." That's what it translates into. And just he says, "Bah!" And he throws it at Martin, right? And hits him in the head for being such a dork.
Yes. By the way, did the Simpsons just predict the autocorrect here?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Newton.
Yep.
Back when, like, Palm Pilots and all that were a thing.
Yes, Palm Pilots before...
iPads.
Before the iPads and before smartphones.
Yeah.
Right? It was kind of like a digital organizer.
Yeah.
You'd write in the information. It would store it for you.
Yeah, stylus and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I was never fancy enough for one of those.
No, couldn't afford that.
Yep.
So... now we cut to Skinner. This is one of my favorite scenes in the entire Simpsons series. He stands up there and says, "All right, first academic alert, Wiggle, Ralph." And we hear Ralph just saying, I won! And he walks up to the stage.
Happy as can be,
happy
right?
Happy as can be.
Skinner's like, no, Ralph. This means you're failing English.
To which Ralph says, "Me fail English? That's impossible." Classic
Ralph.
That's why it's a meme. That's like, yeah. Mm. But the Ralph's reaction to that is the greatest thing ever.
I won! So then Skinner goes, "Munt, Nelson, you're failing history, geography, and math, but you're doing quite well in home ec."
And Nelson says, "Hey, keep it down, man." Real nervous.
So we go back to Skinner. He goes, "Simpson." We see Bart gulping. Then he continues, "Lisa."
And Lisa is like shocked. She says, "Grades are all I have. What can I be failing? I'm smart and a teacher's pet." And she gets the card and reads it. "Jim, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard." She balls up the card. She crumbles it up. And she throws it to the garbage can, but it only makes it about a foot in front of her.
Yeah. I guess she really does need some gym time.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to throw.
Yep. So back at home, Homer is signing off a bunch of academic alerts.
Mm-hmm. And Marge has Lisa's. He says, "Lisa, your father and I are very concerned about this warning. I really hope you try harder."
And Homer's like, "Whew, that's all of them. And he puts this, he gives Bart back his big stack of academic alerts. He's like, I'm proud that you didn't try to forge my name. How about a present, son?
And Bart says, well, I could use a new pair of hockey skates.
Done and done.
To which Lisa jumps in and says, that's not fair. Why is Bart getting a present and I'm getting chewed out?
And Homer just leans back and he says, ah, the mysteries of life.
I'll tell the Simpsons guy earlier, this is a total my dad moment right here.
You and your sister.
Yeah, sister being upset, like, why does he get to do this? And I don't, my dad, typical answer, the mysteries of life. Yeah. Just some things are what they are.
Yeah.
You can imagine she hated that
answer. Yeah, but you know what? That's the power of being a dad.
Sounds awesome.
Yes, it is.
And so we cut to Lisa talking to her gym teacher. I forget her name.
Mrs. Pommelhorse?
Mrs. Pommelhorse. There you go. And she tells her, tell you what, Simpson, I won't fail you if you join one of those peewee teams outside the school.
And Lisa's like, you mean those leagues where the parents push their kids into vicious competition to compensate for their own failed dreams of glory?
And she does it with the glory, right? Glory. And the teacher says, you know what? Look, I don't need this. I inhaled my favorite whistle this morning. What a horrible thing.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the hospital.
Yeah. You'd be coughing and it'd be whistling or something. Yeah. So,
We have a little montage now of Lisa trying out different sports at the Springfield Youth Center.
Yeah. She tries for basketball and we see a bunch of kids dribbling the ball. Mm-hmm. But then we get to Lisa.
And it is dribbling, but it's hitting her face back and forth and she's just going, don't. Her Homer comes out.
And then we go to volleyball tryouts.
Another classic scene.
We see somebody serving the ball to Lisa. Lisa is there, ready to return to the serve.
She even smiles.
Yes. But the ball lands on her head.
On one of her spikes.
And the ball deflates. And the coach just walks out and says, children, that was our only ball. There'll be no team this year.
So horrible.
Talk about a shoestring budget.
I know, right? You can't have one ball. More just one. And so Lisa's talking to Marge. She says, this is really scary. I'm afraid I'm going to get my first F ever.
Marge's like, cheer up. So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
And just then, Homer walks in humming, sports, 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 sports. Marge, Bart rides up in the front seat today because he's a good guy at sports.
And Marge is like, I think Lisa needs to feel a little special tonight. How about you letting her ride up front too?
And Homer, this is such a great scene. You really have to see it for two justice. Homer looks at Bart as like for permission, and Bart just shakes his head very dismissively.
Uh-huh.
And Homer just says, I tried.
So she's not going to ride up front
either. That's so terrible. What a horrible thing from Bart, too.
So we're in the car on the way to the hockey arena, and Bart is sitting up front while Marge, Maggie, and Lisa are all in the back. And Homer says, okay, son, just remember to have fun out there. And if you lose, I'll kill you.
And everyone laughs. Right? Uh-huh. And Bart says, oh, Dad. And Homer looks at Bart and then, like,
he kind of like cocks his arm.
Yeah, cocks his arm and twitches at him. And Bart actually cringes and gets scared.
So he's kidding, not kidding.
He's kidding, not kidding. Yeah. Now, I have to say, the names of these hockey teams are great.
Yes, they are. Very appropriate.
So we see Chief Wiggum is the coach of Bart's team, the Mighty Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Totally appropriate.
Yes.
And the team they're playing is the Quickie Mart Gougers, which of course is coached by Apu.
Yes.
Sanjay's there too.
Yes, of course. We know their pricing methods. Mm-hmm. And yes, they are gouging.
And so we see that Milhouse is the goalie for the Gougers. And he's not happy about it. He has his glasses outside his mask, which I think is funny. And he's there, I could have been equipment manager, but no. And so the game's going on and Bart's being a little bit flashy, right? And he takes a slap shot and it hits Milhouse right in between the eyes, knocking him over.
So then Apu rushes out to the ice. He's like, our goalie cannot stand up. He says, tell you what, get some rope.
And next thing we know, we see Milhouse tied by his limbs, spread eagled across the goal, just to be in the center.
Yeah. Right? He kind of manages to look up, but then his head kind of drops back again. He is out of it.
He's out.
Mm-hmm.
And so puck gets loose. All the players go after it. Right, there's this huge pile up, and the puck breaks free and slides slowly down the ice right towards Milhouse. And he can't move. He's tied.
And he's spread eagle, so it's going to go right between his legs.
So he's just there trying to blow through his mouth at it.
And then we hear a poo in the back. Defense, defense. Come on. You call that blowing?
And as hard as he tries, the puck goes into the goal. The buzzer goes off, and the score is 3-2.
And then we turn and we see Wiggum. Oh, yes, we won, we won. But then he turns to his team and says, unfortunately, because I bet on the other team, we won't be getting any pizza.
Poor team. What degenerate bets on a Pee-wee game.
Wiggum does.
Well, and someone else later will get there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't forget about that one. So we cut to Homer and he says, well, boy, you won. So I'm going to live up to my side of the agreement. Here's your turtle. Live and well.
Wow.
That is damaging.
I know. Bart's like, oh, thanks, Dad. And they hug. And he's like, how about some adulation from my little sister?
And Lisa says, wow, Bart, I'm so impressed you were able to give Milhouse a concussion.
And Bart doesn't take this very well, right? He gets angry. And he's already got his hockey stick in his hands, right? And he starts kind of flicking garbage at Lisa. He's like, ah, you're just jealous because you stink at sports.
And amazingly, every time he hits a piece of garbage at her, she blocks it with her hands. She's yelling at him, quit it, Bart. And one of the cans flies off and it hits a boo. And he looks back and he sees that what Lisa's doing. And he thinks to himself, he's like, oh, you know, I wonder if her skills would transfer over to the game of hockey. Well, only one way to be sure. And so he throws the puck down the ice. Says, heads up, little girl, and hits a screamer at her, mm-hmm. like full swing.
Uh-huh.
And she yells and ducks, but she catches it.
Bare hand.
Bare hand. Uh-huh. And then she looks at it. And Apu is very happy.
Yeah. He runs up to her, the goalie of my dreams. And he hugs her and he says, let's try a hard one to make sure it wasn't a fluke. So he goes back and he slaps another shot at Lisa. But Lisa has a stick in her hand, right?
Yeah, so this time she bats it away with a stick.
Uh-huh.
And we hear it hit something or someone.
Uh-huh.
And we hear Milhouse, hey, way to knock out my teeth.
And Apu's like, yeah, that's it, Milhouse. Keep up the chatter. I did not know that chatter was a thing in hockey. I thought it was just a baseball thing.
I guess so. Mm. Poor Milhouse. He had a rough day. Concussion, missing yes. teeth.
This is a second straight episode of Milhouse, not Thrill House.
Yep. And so we're at the Simpsons table. They're having dinner, and Homer is commenting on Lisa's hockey talent, right? Lisa, the Bible has taught us nothing else, and it hasn't. It's that girls should stick to girl sports, such as hot oil wrestling, foxy boxing, and such and such.
It's not very encouraging.
No, it's not.
Marge says, I think women should be able to play any sport men play, but hockey is so violent and dangerous. And she pulls out her hand, she's like, look at Milhouse's teeth.
Why? And Bart says, Mom, will you stop showing us those? And why would Marge hold on to Milhouse's teeth? It's just one of Marge's other quirks.
Yeah. Some things about her we can't understand.
She just thinks they're neat, I guess.
Yes. Like potatoes.
Like potatoes. Marge is weird, man.
Uh-huh. So then Lisa says, I have to join the team or I'll get an F that'll haunt me for the rest of my life.
So we fast forward to the future where Lisa is becoming president. Uh-huh. We all know Lisa's going to be president.
Uh-huh.
And we hear the announcer says, I now pronounce you president of these United States. And as soon as he says that, a reporter jumps in.
Yeah. Stop the inauguration. I've just discovered that our president-elect got an F in second grade gym class.
And the crowd gasped and they handcuffed Lisa.
Uh-huh.
And so they say, in that case, it sentenced you to a lifetime of horror on Monster Island. Don't worry, it's just the name. We cut to a scene of Lisa, adult Lisa, being chased by fire-breathing monsters, right?
And he's like, I thought he was, he said it was just a name.
The man says, well, what he meant is that Monster Island is actually a peninsula.
Yeah.
It's not very reassuring.
No, it's not. So again, we all know Lisa's going to be president one day. Yes. So back to the present. Mm-hmm. We hear a knock at the door, and it's Milhouse with the dentist. Yeah. Right? He says, do you have my teeth?
And everyone turns around and looks at Marge, and she kind of like closes her fist around the teeth, and she's like, no. She really so wants to hang on to those teeth.
It's so weird. I don't understand that. And so we get to the next hockey game. Homer walks into the dressing room with Lisa. Right? He says, okay, hot shots, now that my daughter's on your team, I want to make a few things clear.
And Lisa's like, please, Dad, I'll be fine.
And Homer's like, no. I don't want anyone to give her a hard time just because she's different. No jokes, no taunting. And then he looks at around. He sees Uter. Uh-huh. Right? He says, look at that kid's got bosoms. Who's got a towel? And he starts chasing Uter with the towel. Saying, come on. Come here, you butterball.
And Uter's like, don't make me run. I'm full of chocolate. And he's jiggling all the while.
That's so terrible. Yeah, that's probably not a cool thing to do.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Chasing a kid around in a dressing room with a towel. Yeah, as an adult.
Hell no. I've never seen Uter's parents, but if I imagine they would want to kick Homer's ass.
Yeah. And so during the game, Lisa's a little unsure, right? But so she's not stopping the puck. She's fending him off, right? But it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer and Bart are having a good laugh.
Yeah, because she is terrified out there.
She's making the stop, but she's terrified. And Marge is freaking out.
Yeah, she's covering her eyes. And she's like, I can't even watch. I don't know how you two can sit here and here laughing at poor Lisa while she's out there probably scared to death.
Homer says, we're laughing with her, Marge. There's a big difference. And you hear Lisa, screaming in the back.
And then Bart and Homer start to laugh their asses off again.
Yep. And Homer looks at Marge and says, with her. And so after the game, Lisa's asking, you know, Marge, you really think I did okay out there?
And Marge's like, absolutely, honey. By blocking the net, I really think you helped your team.
And Homer gets the car, right, drives it around and says, okay, little buddy, hop in.
And Bart kind of like steps up.
And Homer's like, oh, but I mean my little girl buddy.
And Lisa walks up and is like, that's very nice, Dad. But it's wrong for you to reward a violent competitive behavior. However, I will sit up front with you if it's a fatherly gesture of love.
Homer says, okay, hon.
So Lisa gets in.
Says, sucker, competitive violence, that's why you're here.
And we can see Lisa's just frowning. Her eyes, yeah. She kind of like has that blank expression.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So Lisa eventually learns to not be afraid of the puck and she just plays angry. And she starts to growl, and apparently this has really, really helped her, and the team is having a lot of success.
Yes, because the team is having a little party, and Apu says, we're having our best season ever, and I would like to say that it's because of teamwork. Gee, who am I kidding? It's all because of Lisa.
And Kearney says, let's hear it for Lisa.
And so Bart is watching this happen, right? Mm-hmm. And Milhouse talks to Bart and says, hey, Bart, if Lisa's better than you at hockey, does this mean you're going to be better than her at school?
And Bart gasps and says, maybe I will, Milhouse. Maybe I will.
And we cut to Bart in class with a big grin on his face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
he's raising his hand.
And Miss K is there saying, who can tell me the capital of Spain? Bart Simpson. And she goes on this whole montage. The square root of 36. Bart Simpson. Who freed the slaves? Bart Simpson. Bart Simpson. Bart Simpson. Bart Simpson, will you stop raising your hand? You haven't had one right answer all day.
Bart's like, sorry.
And we cut to Nelson, right?
You have Jimbo and Kearney both holding Bart.
And Nelson's beating on him, saying, this is for wasting teachers' valuable time.
And then Lisa jumps in out of nowhere, punches Jimbo, and he pulls his shirt over his head like they do in hockey, right?
Yeah.
He says, lay off, guys. He's with me.
Jimbo backs off and says, it's a lucky coincidence you happen to be your sister's brother.
Oh, my God. That's a classic line there.
It is, right?
So Lisa says, don't worry, Bart. They won't bother you anymore.
Everyone points and laughs
uh-huh.
at Bart.
And even Skinner's like, I hardly ever let Mother fight for me anymore.
And so Milhouse says, sorry, Bart. I'm going to go hang out with Lisa for protection and to be seen.
By the way, Skinner is always complaining about the school's discipline problem.
Yeah.
But he's letting this happen. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Seymour.
Yep. So back at home, Homer is looking in the fridge. And Bart walks up to him and says, come watch TV with me, Dad. We missed the first two episodes of Cops, but if we hurry, we can catch the last three.
And Homer says, oh, sorry, Bart. Lisa and I are going out for a gelato. We'd ask you to come, but, you know, that's so cold.
Did you ever watch Cops?
Yeah.
I never did.
Yeah.
Was it good?
I mean, it wasn't boring.
I mean, I won't lie. I might have watched like 2 minutes here and there.
Yeah.
But it was like I never sat through the whole episode.
I sat through a few. Interesting, to say the least.
Is it still around?
I know they stopped it, but I think they're bringing it back.
Mm. Okay.
Because they got away. They got rid of a lot of those police shows
mm.
for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the. I guess the tide, mm-hmm. where the tide is going.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So then Bart goes, oh.
And Marge jumps in here and she says, Bart, I can spend some time with you.
Bart's like, I don't know, Mom.
She says, don't have a stereotypical view of me just because I'm your mother. I know. How about we play the basketball? I'm no Harvey Globetrotter, but.
And Bart's like, oh.
And so we cut to outside and Marge is dribbling with two hands. And she says, watch out for the Shaq attack.
Well, you missed this too. Because she was also looking at the ball.
Yeah.
She could, like, I guess you're supposed to dribble without looking at the ball.
Yeah.
She was looking directly at the ball using two hands.
But at least she knew who Shaq was.
Yeah. So Bart says, ow, after he gets plunked in the face with the ball from Marge.
You just heard Marge say, I told you to watch out. she's trying.
Man. Yeah,
she's
yeah, trying. Yeah. So we go back to the back to hockey, and Lisa is becoming vicious.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's there barking orders. Milhouse, knock him down if he's in your way. Jimbo, go to for the face. Look, Ralph Wiggum has lost his shin guard. Hack the bone.
And Homer's watching this. He's like, wow, eye of the tiger, mouth of a teamster. And he turns to Bart. He's like, just think of all the time I've wasted on you. He's like, well, not wasted. I love you.
And he rubs his head, right?
Yeah.
And so after the game, Bart's not happy. He's on Lisa's bed. He's listening to her get praised, right? You know, Marge is offering hugs.
Uh-huh.
And all these other things, right? And so she goes into her room and Bart's there. And she says, hello, Queen Lisa.
And Lisa's like, Bart, what are you doing in my room?
Versus Lisa, certain differences, rivalries, if you will, have come up between us. At first, I thought we could talk it over like civilized people. But instead, I just ripped the head off Mr. Honey Bunny. And he holds up this stuffed rabbit and the head of the other, right?
And Lisa goes, Bart, that was your childhood. That was your cherished childhood toy.
And Bart looks down and he looks, ah, Mr. Honey Bunny. He starts kissing it.
And Homer's like, quiet down, Bart.
And so Lisa tells him, you know, Bart, just get out of here.
Bart's like, hey, it's a free country. You get out.
So Lisa says, that doesn't make sense.
I know you are, but what am I?
And Lisa just says, get out. Bart, classic scene here.
Yes, this scene will live on forever.
Yes.
So Bart goes, okay, but on my way, I'm going to be doing this. And he's windmilling his arms around. And if you get hit, it's your own fault.
So Lisa says, okay, then I'm going to start kicking air like this. And she starts kicking her foot up. And if any part of you should feel that air, it's your own fault.
And they start walking toward each other. And all of a sudden you hear,
and so they actually start hitting each other. And Marge stops what she's doing. She says, oh, I better go check that out. Now, Homer, don't you eat this pie.
So she puts the pie down and she leaves. And Homer's like, okay. All right, pie. I'm just going to be doing this. And he starts biting air. Right? He's like, and if you get eaten, it's your own fault. So he's walking toward the pie, biting air. Hum, hum, hum. And then he hits the vent.
Yeah.
The vent above the oven.
He dents it.
Uh-huh. He's like, oh, oh my. Oh, to hell with this. He just grabs a pie and he starts to eat it.
Terrible.
Yes.
And I was telling the Simpsons guy earlier that they do that motion of the windmill in a Futurama episode where Fry thinks he's a robot and that's how he fights. So I was like, ah, okay. Use that joke again later on. Different series. We'll get there one day.
Yes, we will.
And so Marge goes upstairs and she sees that they're fighting. She's there, stop it, stop it, stop it. She's flicking the light switch on and off, right?
Bart's like, Mom, that's really annoying.
And Lisa says, Bart started it.
Uh-huh, Lisa started it.
And so Marge is there. I don't care who started it. I don't ever want to see you two fighting like that ever again. We love you both. You're not in competition with each other. Repeat, you're not in competition with each other.
And just then, Homer walks in. Hey, Apu just called. This Friday, Lisa's team's playing Bart's team. You're in direct competition. And don't go easy on each other just because you're brother and sister. I want to see you both fighting for your parents' love. And he starts flicking the lights on and off. Fight, 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 fight.
Completely opposite.
Yes.
That's so good. And so we cut to the next scene, which is at the Springfield prison. And we see Wiggum. Right? He says, all right, I'm going to make a little deal with you, Muds. I'm going to let you all out to see my team play the hockey game if you promise to return to your cells.
Of course, our resident
criminal
snake says, sorry, pig. We can't make that promise.
So he says, all right, I'll sweeten the deal. You can see the game. You don't have to come back. But you have to promise not to commit any more crimes, okay?
No.
He says, I'll take that as a yes. And he turns the key, opens the cells, and all the inmates start running out.
Mm-hmm. So then we cut to the school, and we see Sherry and Terry. They're playing double dutch.
Yeah.
Right, and we see a kid jumping up and down. They start. At 7 tonight, the games begin. Bart and Lisa, who will win? Their father is fat and their mother is thin. And Grandpa Simpson reeks of gin.
And we see Grandpa Simpson, hey! And he sniffs himself. He says, that's obsession for men. Ah, Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Who knows with Grandpa?
Yep. It is. So now it's dinner right before the game. Mm-hmm. And Homer is eating salad. So naturally he says, pass the ketchup.
Bart hits it with a knife towards Homer. And Lisa catches it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you have to do better than that tonight, chump.
So then Bart hits the mustard or relish. I think it was mustard.
Yeah, I think it was.
Over Lisa's head. She ducks. And Homer catches it.
Yeah. And Homer's like, I asked for ketchup. I'm eating salad here. Which makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, so, but he puts the ketchup in his mustard.
Yeah, he puts it in there anyway.
Uh-huh.
And Marge jumps in, right? She's like, I won't have any aggressive condiment passing in this house.
Just then, Moe walks in.
Just walks in, too. Uh-huh. Right? And Homer's like, Moe, what are you doing here?
And Moe's like, what? I'm sorry, what? What? A bartender can't come and say hi to his best customer? Hey, hey there, Midge. Gee, I like what you've done with your hair.
And Marge says, you caught me at a real bad time, Moe. I hope you understand I'm too tense to pretend to like you.
And Mo's like, and how are the little kids doing? I mean, really, how are they doing? Any disabling injuries? Something say that the gambling community might not know yet? And he grabs Bart's legs like, come here, let me see those knees.
And Mark stands up and says, Mo, I think you should leave. And she forces him out of the house.
And Mo's like, but Blanche, you got to help me out here, please. I'm 64 grand in the hole. They're going to take my thumbs.
Moe's in a bad way.
Just by the way, guys, don't gamble money you can't afford to lose.
Yeah, don't do that.
If you can afford to lose $20, okay.
Yeah.
If you can't afford to lose $20,
then don't
do it.
Yeah, don't.
Jeez, man. Anyway.
Exactly. No, that's a good lesson.
Uh-huh.
Don't gamble what you're not prepared to lose.
Yes.
And so we cut to the game. It's the pregame warm-up. Bart skates up to Lisa and says, "Good luck tonight, sis. I'll try not to hurt you."
And Lisa says, "Don't worry. I'm wearing my lucky rabbit's head." And she pulls out Mr. Snuggle Bunny.
Honey Bunny.
And
Bart says, "Mr. Honey Bunny, you inhuman monster.
You want a piece of me?"
And they start going at it, right? Yeah. And Apu jumps in. He puts them apart. He's like, hey, stop it. Conserve your precious hatred for the game.
So then we turn to the crowd and we see Homer and Marge and Maggie all sitting in the stands. And Homer turns around to Marge and says, Now that we're all alone, Marge, admit it, you like Lisa best.
Marge says, no.
Oh, so you're a Bart woman, are you?
No.
Well, you can't possibly like Maggie best. What's she ever done? Nothing for nobody.
And as that's happening, this bottle of glass ketchup is flying towards Homer's head, and Maggie jumps up and catches it.
Yes.
So.
It goes to my theory that she's the smartest Simpson.
Yes, she is.
Actually, mine and my brother's theory that she's the smartest theory.
There you go.
Simpson.
And so Marge says, Homer, we can't root for one child over the other. You wouldn't like it if the kids played favorites with us. And they look down in the ice.
And we see Bart, hey, Mom, look at me, Mom.
And Lisa, hi, Mom, over here, Mom.
And Homer is kind of dense. He doesn't know what's happening. He just waves his hands. Hi, kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
And so the game's going to start, but we're going to do the anthem first, right? The red carpet rolls out. The announcer says, now to honor America, here's Krusty the Clown. And Krusty comes out, and he starts the anthem. He says, oh, say, can you see? La, 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 light. But so proudly we... And he's like, I should have turned down those cue cards.
By the way, this has happened more than a few times.
Yeah. People forget the words. Or yes. They just do it very badly.
Yes. Roseanne Barr.
Yeah. The Carl Lewis ones. Mm-hmm. Classic.
But Carl Lewis was actually trying to do it.
He was trying. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest attempts ever.
Worst attempts ever.
Yes. The Fergie one.
Oh, God, yes.
That one was pretty funny. So, yeah. There's some duds out there.
Best one, Whitney Houston.
Oh, my goodness. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the game begins, right? Bart and Jimbo are the face-off. Bart wins it, goes for the net, and Bart takes a huge shot, and he gets it in there.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, he gets the goal. So, he's already up on Lisa.
And Homer yells, I love Bart!
And then we have another breakaway. Bart takes another slap shot, but Lisa grabs it, right? Snatches it out of the air.
And we hear Homer, no, wait, I love Lisa!
And just then, Marge shows up with a tray from the concession stand. And it's got food, a soda, and a beer.
And Homer says, beer? Aw, Marge, I love you.
Yep. And it's a huge beer,
yes,
too.
It was
a 64-ounce beer.
Uh-huh. That's a gallon of beer. God damn.
I mean, don't get me wrong, that sounds fun. But
by the time you finish it, it's not going to be cold.
There's a way for it to stay cold.
You're not going to put ice in it, are you?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's like some space age kind of cup that just keeps it cold.
Oh, yeah. That didn't look like a Yeti cup to me, though.
Well, he's going to drink it fast.
Yeah.
And so,
by the way, let me interrupt you here. Have you seen those coolers that they're selling now that'll act as drafts for beer?
Yes. That is amazing.
Yes, it is.
I need one of those in my life.
what an age to live in.
I know, right? What a time to be alive.
Yes. Too bad we'd probably have to wait like 6 months to a year before we get one right now.
Hey, man, get it in the winter, ready for the summer.
That's true.
You won't even think about it.
Yep. This supply chain thing will eventually get itself sorted.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
anyway, let's continue.
So we continue with the game, right? There's players checking Lisa into the net. Bart's getting slammed in the boards,
uh-huh.
right? We see the crowd is cheering. We We see Hans Mullman falling down the stairs.
Everybody points and laughs at him.
Yep. And so it's, what, a minute 7 left in the third period. The score is knotted at 3. Jimbo makes a break, but Bart steals the puck, right? And then as a retaliation, Jimbo trips Bart.
And Marge isn't having it. He tripped my boy! I demand vengeance! I want vengeance! It's very un-Marge-like.
Yeah, well, it is and it isn't.
Yeah, it's true.
And so the announcer jumps and says, Jimbo Jones, call for tripping. The penalty shot will be taken by Bart Simpson.
And Homer's like, oh my God, Marge, a penalty shot with only 4 seconds left. It's your child versus mine. The winner will be showered with praise. The loser will be taunted and booed until my throat is sore.
So good. And so Bart skates to the center of the ice and he's getting ready. You know, he puts a stick down. And we hear William, killer boy! And Apu's telling Lisa, stop him dead, little girl!
So we hear Bart's crowd starting to chant, kill Bart, kill Bart, kill Bart.
And then Lisa's crowd is, kill Bart, kill Bart, kill Bart. That's a good little scene there.
Yes, right? It is.
And so both Bart and Lisa are looking around at the crowd, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a little montage here because Bart stops and he starts to remember.
Some of these childhood memories.
Yeah, so we see a younger Bart lifting a baby Lisa up on his shoulder to the cookie jar, in which she grabs a cookie and she gives it to him.
Mm-hmm. And then Lisa remembers a time when Bart is showing her how to do some shadow puppets, mm-hmm. and she's really happy.
Yeah, she's just clapping, mm-hmm. right? She's super happy. And then we see the classic scene of Bart falling off his skateboard, and Lisa's there with a Band-Aid, putting it on his knee.
Uh-huh. And then Lisa remembers when she was eating ice cream, and she drops her scoop, and she started to cry because she didn't have any more ice cream. But Bart happened to have 2 scoops, so he gave her a scoop of his ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all their good little memories, because we forget sometimes that Bart and Lisa have a very, very strong bond.
Yes.
Dating back to Lisa being a baby.
Uh-huh.
So they smile, they throw aside their equipment, they skate towards each other, and they hug, right? And they tell each other, great game.
And then the buzzer sounds. You hear a guy in the background, what the heck is a tie game?
And another man is like, a tie game? And we're like, what the hell? And another one, this is outrageous.
And Mark's like, oh, I've never been so proud of them.
And then we see Homer weeping too. And he says, they're both losers. Losers.
And then Grandpa Simpson's like, rip off.
And Hans jumps out, we paid for blood.
And then Chief Wiggum, let's tear this place apart.
And so Grandpa says, good idea. And everyone starts ripping into things, pummeling each other.
Uh-huh.
And all this time, Bart and Lisa are skating down the ice arm in arm.
Then we see Snake.
Snake. Yep. And he says, those kids are like so sweet. He's crying. If only they had peewee hockey when I was a lad. Oh, well. And he gets a crowbar and he starts ripping seats apart all over the place.
Yep. And this is how we end the episode. But this time, the credits are being played on an organ. Kind of like a
sports,
pipe organ.
Yeah, of course. In the sports theme way.
Yes, yes. And scene. I love this episode.
Dude, it's right now, 5 donuts all day, every day. I would say it's in my top 10. It's such a good episode. It's such a memorable episode.
I'm with you. 5 donut episode. It is in my top 10. So many things about this episode that, you know, I'll be doing something in my regular life and I'll just remember
something from this.
Like when some kid tells me something that I can't do, something like, that's impossible.
Yeah, that's impossible. All the little references in it.
Uh-huh.
I love that Lisa sucks at sports until she finds something that she likes.
Uh-huh.
Homer's hilarious through this whole episode.
You'll be fighting for your parents' love.
So terrible.
Uh-huh. Maggie saves the day.
Mo the degenerate gambler.
Mm-hmm. He's going to lose his thumbs.
So bad. So much degenerate gambling going on.
Yes.
Wiggum was gambling too.
On kids' games.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But yeah, it's just a good written episode. And this is like one of those that you look back to later in the series, another chapter in the Bart and Lisa relationship.
Yeah, their little saga. I mean, there's a lot of characters. No wasted moment. The writing is excellent. The jokes.
I won! Oh, that's so good.
Yes. There's just so many things to like in this episode. There's not...
Nelson not, is noble.
Yes. This is for wasting teachers' valuable time. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, just somebody had the whole little Bart answering questions montage. Yes. Only two. You haven't gotten one right answer all day.
Bart Simpson? Bart Simpson? Bart Simpson. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
So far, best episode of the season. It's been a good season so far, but so far, this has been the highlight. But I got to tell you, I've been... watching the lineup for the upcoming episodes.
It's going to get real good.
Oh, God, yes. Yes. It's going to be another season full of, as the kids say, bangers.
There you go.
Anything else to say before we sign off for the week?
Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy your summer in full swing, if you are indeed enjoying summer.
Uh-huh.
You're not, well, hope this helps a little bit if you're working.
Yep. Remember, kids, if you see me out in any store, just keep walking. It's my summer, too.
It's like Mr. Burns at the bus stop.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Snurup.
Yes. Pretend you don't know me. Pretend you see me with hair, you know.
You can wave.
Yeah, yeah.
A wave is good.
At a distance.
We're following COVID protocols.
Yes. I'm still very, very worried about that.
Oh, yes. But yeah, stay hydrated, guys. Stay cool. Because it is, if you're here in Texas with us, you know how that Texas weather is.
Yes.
And if you are not accustomed to it, it'll get you.
Yeah, it will. It will bite you in the ass.
Yes, so do your outdoor activities in the morning or the evening if you can.
Not in the middle of the day.
Yes.
That is specifically the time where you are most likely to pass out due to heat stroke.
And if you are outside, make sure you're in some shade or you got some water and all that.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Don't forget to follow our official show Instagram page. That's official_Homers_donuts without the apostrophes. If you have any suggestions how we can make the show better, please send us a direct message on there. If you're listening to us on Spotify, please give us a follow on there. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please give us a rating, guys. It'll help other people find our little show easier, and that would be helping us out.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Anything else before we sign off for the week?
Nope, I'm good, man.
All right. And until next week, au revoir, suckers.